Yeah, for sure. Let's define what backsliding is. This is a person who has already known Jesus, and for whatever reason, their faith has just dropped off. Like they've stopped reading their Bible, they stopped attending church, they've stopped, you know, praying to God. You know, for whatever reason, they're in a state that is far from God. So they've slidden away, and you know, they're just. They kind of say that they're Christian, but there's nothing to evidence that they really are anymore. Mm. And so that's the kind of state that we're talking about here. Someone who is, you know, still identifies as Christian, but you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do I know that God can use someone in that state still? And the fact is, I'm living proof. You know, just even my own testimony about... There was a time in my life where I turned from God and the church. And, you know, in that state, that's where people were praying for me. And God reached down and, you know, dove into all my mess.
Yeah.
And got a hold of me. And, you know, Proverbs 3:12 says, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. So there's that time, even when I was away, I could feel God was chasing me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's an uncomfortable place, let me tell you. You know, As I said, I finally turned my life back to him. And within 2 months, you know, met my wife. We were married 6 months later.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And actually this month we're going to celebrate 20 years of marriage.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, there's just so many things that have happened as a result of making sure that my life is surrendered over to God. And so God can use anybody who is, you know, slidden away. You know, maybe they need that word of encouragement from you today. If you're listening on the other end and you know somebody who's in this kind of state, take that time to call them and say, hey, you know what? I'm praying for you. Is there anything I can do for you? Because sometimes that is all it takes. It's just someone who is there at the right time, you know, and we call those divine appointments.
Yeah.
So, God can use anybody no matter what.